No, I was thinking of either sumac or shoemake.
Oh, you mean I left loose me on the forties now?
Uh-huh.
Well, the shoemake's supposed to be a red purple one, yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, this is the kind of vine that you get a rash from.
Talking about the poison oak?
Mm-hmm. Is that the only kind, or is there something else like that?
Huh?
Can you think of something else similar to that?
Well, you got the poison oak, you got your thunderwood, which is a shrub.
Mm-hmm.
He's here to join you up.
I see. Well, I was thinking of poison ivy.
Oh, we call ours poison oak. It don't bother me.
I see. And if you were out in the woods with some children, they were picking berries, you might say to them, you better be careful now, because some of those berries are...
Snake berries? Is that what you
call them? Well, you just want them to know that not to eat the berries. And you say, it could be for the reason...
There's a bear that is taking my place out there. We always call them snake berries. Don't eat them.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, why don't you eat them?
We always heard that they'd kill you.
All right, and so if they'd kill you, you'd say, such berries that would kill you, you'd say, are what?
Poison.
Right. And what kinds of edible berries grow around here?
Well, we have the blackberries and the raspberries and the strawberries.
Okay. This is something that it's a tree, has a big, bright, shiny leaf, and it has and very large white flowers on it.
It has a big, broad leaf.
Yeah, it has a big, heavy, shiny, deep, dark green leaf and has large white flowers.
You know about a magnolia?
Yeah. Now, can you think of something else similar to a magnolia that doesn't have the flowers, though?
Well, your poplar has the sort of a magnolia-like. They call it tulip poplar.
Mm-hmm.
Poplar, it has a little thing more like a little tulip. That's just a...
Mm-hmm.
And it makes seed there.
Well, I was thinking of either a mountain laurel or a rhododendron, if you're familiar with either of those.
Well, I don't know about mountain laurel. I've seen it, but this is poison for cattle, so I never would let it bring it.
How about rhododendron?
I don't know that.
All right. A woman talking about the man she's married to, she said, I must ask my...
My husband.
And yes, and he would speaking of her, he'd say, I must ask my...
What's that?
Yeah, what would be the reverse? So what would the man say of the woman?
I must ask my wife.
Right.
And I never was willing to.
Okay. Okay. Your male parent is your...
Your father.
And what did you call your father when you were...
What did I call my...
Yeah.
I called him Papa.
All right. And your female parent...
She is Mama.
Okay. And the full expression is...
Hmm?
Yes, but the mama is the short form. What's the full form?
Mama, it's a French word.
All right.
Mama.
Yeah. But just in English, the full is, he's your father and she is your...
Well, now, mother was my grandmother.
Oh,
that
I see.
Mama called her mother, mother.
I see, so you called...
And she, mother was my grandmother.
I see. How about your male grandparent?
He was grandpa.
All right. And together, your mother and your father are your...
Huh?
Together, your mother and your father are your...
Well, now, my mother said pa and mother. They didn't say
okay.
Ma.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean... I mean, you just talked about their relationship to you. You'd say they're your what? Your mother.
Yeah, the grandparents.
Okay.
And the parents and grandparents, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a person's offspring are his...
Children.
All right, and something you take a child out for put a baby in. Woman takes a baby and puts it in this and takes it outside for a walk.
You want to change his clothes?
No, just something to walk him around in outside.
Oh,